Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're live, David.
Yeah, I know. I'm just letting it marinate a little bit. Welcome, everybody. Last week, we had one of our most successful Swolecast offseason best ball streams of all time. The comments were absolutely golden. People liked it. And so we said, you know, if we do it a second week in a row, is it going to just run it into the ground? And to that, we say, yeah, absolutely. But that's what we're doing. We're going to draft another. And I promise you, I haven't done any research since last week for best ball.
So I believe you.
Yeah, this is just a gradual kind of me learning things and getting tutored by the chat and by the two guys on the show. It'll be a fun show. Stick around. It's drafting part two here on the Swolecast from RotoGrinders.com.
You came static from the Swolecast? I was like, yep, that's me.
I just want you guys to know I'm total dust. I'm the problem.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Leave it to the guy with the crypto dunes, Abby, to not understand content.
I should have known you getting 30 likes was directly written by someone else.
You know me, I don't do a ton of research before the show.
I put no research into this, don't know if it's true at all.
You're on the right show.
To it, bro, live a little.
Live a little. Just live a little, guys.
All right, welcome into the Swolecast. Soccer Dave, a.k.a. David Kitchen, is what other people call me in my real world. We've got Peter Overzet. You might know him as FF underscore Comedy Hour. Pete,
that's
and
what
then
I know him as.
And then you've got Davis Matic. And Davis, just people know as Davis and some other names. All right, so we just got into the draft. It is Davis, you got the 7 spot.
Hate it.
Pete's got the 9 spot, and I've got the 12.
Yeah, this is going to be good content, dude. Dave back making picks back to back.
Oh man,
it's going to be so. Last week, you know, this is the first look. This week is like the second
look.
Part. Yeah, it's the first look for me. It's like blind going into the draft. Blind. We had 121 comments. Just because people love the show so much. That was like probably the only reason.
Kitchen, after the show, you were not joking in the
no,
Slack channel.
Not.
You're going like, where are all these comments coming from, Dave?
Not
listening to me on the show.
I was focused on something else. I didn't realize that you're giving away
$1,500 cold hard cash,
yeah,
Dave.
$1,500 cold hard cash. And you can do that by commenting on this. Make sure that you like it. And also you can do it by commenting on any other Pete streams. He's
pull
streaming all 100.
Can we put the draft board up? Just
I thought you were screen sharing, Peter.
I am?
Yeah.
All right, sure.
Just
I mean
kind of that's what the host is supposed to do.
Yeah, I mean Knock yourself out.
Okay. Well, this is also why I was trying to get on 13 minutes earlier. And you're like, oh, what do we have to do with? We get to see you fumble your exposures or whatever else. So,
oh, yeah, actually. And I need to mess with my, hang on one sec.
Oh, gosh.
I need to change my ranking.
This is,
guys, Dave, if we're going to do this, screen sharing.
Okay. Well, maybe I will screen share.
You are the host of the program.
Peter starts the seven. I'm sorry. Davis starts the seven spot with Bijan Robinson. Davis, you love Bijan Robinson.
I do. I mean, why would I not? Bijan Robinson. Bijan Robinson is. This is Zeke rookie season. This is Jonathan Taylor rookie season. He's going to get the ball 300 times. He's got a good Week 17 game. It's just really, there's nothing more you could ask for.
All right, so I'm on the clock. Davante Adams is still there. CeeDee Lamb, trying to look for maybe some pairings right off the bat. You know what? Here's what we're going to do.
Well, do you know those guys who play each other?
Did I draft? Oh, gosh. First auto draft.
You auto drafted?
Yes, I tried to select CeeDee Lamb. Now I don't know if I can select CeeDee Lamb.
How do you accidentally select Davante Adams?
He was next. It was an auto draft.
Come on, Kitchen.
All right, 10 seconds left. I'm just going to go with CeeDee then. This is totally ruined.
Wow, they don't even play each other in Week 17.
Wow.
What an awful pick.
So Dave cares about leverage. He cares about uniqueness. So he knows that the Davante Adams Jonathan Taylor pairing is super super common.
I will not. Last season, I didn't take any Colts, any Jonathan Taylor, any Pittman shares, and you know what? It paid off. I will not take any Jonathan Taylor shares this year either.
You won't.
Interesting.
No.
Wow.
No, okay. maybe
all right,
one.
That's it. I'm protesting with Dave. I'm not taking Jonathan Taylor. If I stand with Dave, no, that's Jonathan right. Taylor.
Like
except the 11.5% that I already have.
What make the case for Jonathan Taylor this year as opposed to last year? Like you guys not
well. You had to take. I didn't take any Jonathan Taylor last year. I took McCaffrey in every draft.
Same.
What's but wrong like, with people, Jonathan Taylor, Dave?
He was going 1.1, 1.2, 1.3. He's got a new quarterback that also runs this year.
Curious to have Dave game this out, like how a running quarterback would maybe impact Jonathan Taylor. I'd love his thoughts.
Yeah, you ever heard of Jalen Hurts?
Well, Miles Sanders.
How did Miles Sanders yeah, do last say,
Miles,
year? Dave.
Miles Sanders scored about a billion touchdowns last year.
Okay, so you two love. Jonathan Taylor.
I actually don't love Jonathan Taylor
at this price at pick 20. I think he's a great pick there.
Now that Eckler is locked in and I don't have to worry about him, holding out, being on a team where they won't throw him the ball 100 times or whatever. I am imagining myself not getting a ton of Jonathan Taylor from this point forward because I prefer the Cooper Kupp, Saquon Barkley week 17. Game stack to the Adams Jonathan Taylor because I like to play the Colts passing game side of that. Yeah. But also, Elon Muscular does make a great point, which is that he is a Tennessee Titan rival, therefore, he's bad.
Is that why, no. Dave? It's just a bias if you can't envision Jonathan Taylor rumbling through the defensive line of your precious Titans.
Who's the pass catching? Back for the Colts.
They don't really have one.
The pass catching back. I mean,
is it going to be Jonathan
Taylor? Deion Jackson would be the guy.
I think the concerns you would have about Jonathan Taylor would be the offense won't be very good because Anthony Richardson's not ready, and the touchdowns that you expect him to live on in a bad season, he could just run on the bad side of variance and have Anthony Richardson take all of those.
What was he last year? As far as what was he in the running back? Like, what did he finish? Running back what last year?
Well, he missed some time, so that's going to impact it. He only played in 11 games.
Yeah.
11 games, Dave. He had 1,000 yards and 4 touchdowns with 40 targets.
Four touchdowns, not my running back. All right,
here's
Peter,
the filter you need for Jonathan Taylor, Dave. You ask yourself, can this guy run for 100 yards and two touchdowns in the fantasy playoffs? The answer with Jonathan Taylor for that is most certainly yes. So you can
Don't do this to me, Hammer. Don't do this to me, Hammer.
Who are you hoping for?
Derrick Henry.
I can't believe you are sweating Derrick Henry falling
to
you.
Wow.
Come on.
Times have changed.
Davis.
Come
on, Davis. Hammer. Davis is joining the Live a Little crowd.
Wow.
That you can't say MF-er on this stream, Davis. This is
that
people
is
could be watching.
Very
just take Breece Hall. It's the better version of the Derrick Henry pick, Davis.
I mean, I get the anger, Davis, but you know, it's palms dropped one. Okay, so Davis drafts Mark Andrews. How are you feeling about how are you feeling about this, Peter? You got two wide receivers. Walk us through.
Yeah,
this.
And now I have 2.5 wide receivers because I just selected Deebo Samuel. My first share of Deebo Samuel in Best Ball Mania here. So, someone was asking me if I was out on Deebo Samuel the other day, and I'm like, no, I just was so scarred by loading up on him last year, but I'm going to take him here.
Such a good week 17 play, dude. Like, he is like insane leverage on the number 3 overall pick. You can get his quarterback in the 17th, 18th round right now. It's the nuts. Like, he is a great pick right now.
And a grown ass man, if you will.
All right. Roster optimization is on. And then it's my pick. You've got Amari Cooper, average Amari still there. Boy, I took him last week. I'm not sure about this week.
You would hate to have 100% exposure across your two drafts.
All right. So what I'm actually going to do is, let's see. No, I don't want to draft him. Oh, gosh. This is gross.
We got to set a line on how many times Dave auto drafts.
3 seconds.
This is gross. I'm going to go with Justin Fields again.
Wow.
Oh, Dave. Take Amari
back on the clock. You know what? I'm gonna pair him with DJ Moore.
Man, I can't believe
the chalk overpriced stack that you can now get at the 4-5 turn. Now Kitchen's taking it still at the old prices.
Again, you guys, I'm gonna walk you through this.
Dave, you are
No. I tried explaining this to you last year, and you would think after I was a best ball finalist on DraftKings that you guys would listen to me, because this is like sound logic. By the way, shout out to who is it? Tyler Evans, all day, every day, 22. He said, only one entry, leave a little money on the table, live a little. Tagged me, tagged the Swolecast. He put a $20 entry in the NBA showdown and won $20,000 last night. So the live a little mantra. Him. Yeah. Again, walking you guys through this, and Davis, you're picking right now. You've got a running back, wide receiver, and tight end.
Easy pick.
Yeah.
Michael Zimmerman. I was really debating between Amari and Gibbs. Amari sliding there to the fourth normally doesn't happen at that spot. Yeah. So I went and grabbed it.
Okay. Here's the thing though, because we got a little time. Let me break this down for you. And I tried to explain this last year. You guys did not understand it. How did this guy Tyler Evans win this contest last night?
You're talking about showdown in what sport?
A ton of entries. It doesn't matter. This is game theory 201.
It's time for a little game theory with
Game Theory with David Kitchen.
201. We graduated. We're in the next level game theory. You want to be a little bit unique. I talked to you guys about this last year. And so even if you reach a round ahead, you might get someone else to make you unique in round 5. Like Pete's saying, you can get round four or five. No, you're going to hold on.
Did I correct the professor here? Because this is an entirely false premise. Like your entire premise here, Kitchen, this was a chalk stack at the 3-4 turn that Michael Leone fudded. And now you can get the same chalk stack at the 4-5 turn.
It doesn't matter because now my fifth guy could be, my fifth round pick could have top two rounds like potential.
So like, could everyone else line is taking you're it getting, at the 3-4 turn.
I know. This is the whole premise of unique lineup building, though.
Except it's not unique. Have to be... you gave yourself a common combo with the worst 2v2.
Guys, this is a building block for my draft. You don't understand. It's not setting me back. If anything, it's allowing me to be a little bit more unique with my picks down the road. You have to get a little bit unique with your lineup builds, and you guys being a slave to
we're
the ADP.
We're saying it's not unique.
We're saying
so many
we're saying,
people took Fields, DJ Moore at the 3-4 turn.
Yeah, I love getting weird for uniqueness sake. I don't love taking non-unique
you don't understand
combos
though
early.
You're saying like 3-4 turn. So it's the difference between the 3 and the 5, right? The third round and the fifth round pick. I'm saying my fifth round pick could have like top 12, top 24 potential to be more than the current third round pick. That's what I'm saying. So
got it.
Yeah.
Let us know in the chat if this checks out for you guys.
Yeah, let us know. Team Dave, team Justin Fields, DJ Moore at the 3-4 turn.
Yeah.
Dave with a little zero RB team, though. This strikes to me like he's gonna panic take Devin Singletary 20 spots ahead of ADP.
Davis, zero RB is how I've been doing it. It's how I've made both of my DraftKings finals. So some people don't like it.
Is that even true? Like if I go fact check that, is that gonna check out or is that a lie?
Yes. Well, 100% check out.
All right.
Eric Meschelhoff says Dave has the best team. OXD says Team Dave. AJT says Dave thinks if he says unique 12 times in 3 sentences, that his point will get through to these numbskulls. I get it. So, all right. So, Pete, you went 5 wide receivers.
You heard of it, Dave? Pissing the board yellow. Talk about living a little, not caring about the running back position. What better way to live on the wild side, Dave?
All right. So, I mean, Soccer Dave is on the clock right now. So I need, ooh, boy.
It's choose your own adventure here.
Well, there is this Miles Sanders guy.
What team does he play for?
Carolina.
I love the chat is counting down 3, 2, 1. Oh shit, I accidentally took Kyle Pitts.
you could take Ritter here just to make sure you got your stack locked up.
Okay. And then you know what? I probably need let's just go with some upside. Let's go with Mike Evans. Mike Evans falling to the 6th round is a little absurd. Don't you agree?
I don't know if he's a great fit for Baker. I like Godwin a lot more.
You know, Baker's just going to throw it up. Would you rather have Keenan Allen or Mike Evans? In a half-point PPR
I think Keenan go like way in best ahead ball. Of him on average?
Yeah, yeah,
I'd probably rather have Keenan. He's got a good Week 17 game too.
Okay.
Oh, totally.
This you guys still focusing on week 17?
it only helped Crane win $2 million, but like, who cares? You know.
Also, Dave, you just dialed up a premium week 17 stack, Fields to Moore with the Kyle Pitts bring back. So you're as big of a week 17 slappy as the rest of us.
All right. But what did I do last year, though? I don't know if you guys remember. I also focused on the week 16 overlaps because I just wanted a seat at the table. I wanted a chance to win. And then once you get in, you have a chance. Anything can happen.
Just need a chip and a chair.
We talked about this last year though. I think Alsimo had something about it, like week 16 being more important than week 17.
Yeah. The math was a little dubious on that though.
Pete.
Yeah, Kitchen, I want my money back for my game theory 201 class with David.
Yeah,
Kitchen.
I don't. I audited this class, and to be honest, the results middling at best.
This is like one of those Trump universities that has like technically has real accreditation, but it's really sketchy. And they like pay a lot for the fountains. So like when people show up to tour the school, they're like, oh, look at this nice place. But then you really start to peel.
You guys are the elitist, like laughing at the like being just so out of touch with reality and the common man.
We're like the people that the New York Times editorial board, they go to a diner in Wisconsin and they're like that, like we're like people are writing that article for us. Like, what are real Americans thinking about week 17 stacking? And it's just Dave with a piece of apple pie with cheese on it at a diner explaining that the East Coast elitists have gone too far with their week 17 ideas.
Yeah, let me ask you something. Do you guys think there's any way someone does not correlate week 17 stacks as far as game stacks and wins these contests? Like, do you think it's possible?
Like, so you're saying they show up with either two or three QB team, but not a single pass catching stack?
No, they can stack, but as far as game stacks, week 17 game stacks in
a bring back on the other side.
Oh, sure. Right. I mean, that's definitely pretty possible. It's pretty possible.
And yet you guys focus so much on week 17.
It's where all the money is.
So here's my question.
But it's like, it's also like saying, is it possible that someone could show up in the finals with a four tight end build? And you guys would say you would never take more than three tight end. Is it possible? Of course. But it doesn't mean that it's not something.
This is the whole live little thing. Pete, you've got 150 lineups. If you could, like, before you drafted any of them, say, I'm going to draft game stacks and bring backs for week 17 in X amounts. Like, would be your optimal strategy? How many would that be? 150 out of 150?
Because the whole point is you're not doing it at the expense of something else. You're not sacrificing it. You're doing all the other things you need to accomplish while doing this at the same time. Dave, it's multitasking. It's best ball multitasking. You stay within structure. You correlate. You do all the other things you need to do. Get ADP values while also game stacking week 17. You can have your cake. You can have your blizzard, and you can eat it too, David.
We are just on total opposite sides. Your mantra is stay within structure. My mantra is live a little. Like, complete.
I mean, Dave, to be fair, your mantra doesn't have anything to do with making money. You just want to have fun.
Well, I probably had the best ROI out of anybody of us last year.
How much did you make in the DraftKings finals?
I forget. It was so much. I forget. All right. Yeah. Pete's on the board. He drafts finally a quarterback. No, you drafted a running back.
I drafted a running back. Dave, you're the last zero RB holdover in this room. I pulled the trigger on DeAndre Swift, 10 picks past ADP to go with my Dallas Goedert here.
Okay, so we've got Dalvin Cook, Cam Akers, Rashad White, James Conner. I told y'all James Conner last week had fallen a little bit. Alvin Kamara all the way to 99. Boy.
Like a nice value.
What, Dave, why do you think he's going so late?
It's probably because he's not going to be playing the first few games of the season. Didn't fall into the trap, Davis? Huh?
I'm shocked you knew that. I thought you literally would have just been like, he stunk last year.
Did. I knew it. All right, so let's see.
9 seconds, Dave.
Yeah, I got it. Calm down. I'm going to go with Rashad White.
Okay. There you go. Got a little Buccaneer stack going on.
Tampa Bay. You got NFC South action going on here.
Who does Tampa Bay play in week 17, Dave?
New Orleans, is it?
Ooh, Rashad White.
Shout out Spike Week 2023 cheat schedule. Oh, 9 seconds. Let's go with.
You do have back-to-back picks this entire draft, Dave. I just want you to know that.
Did I draft CD?
You did, Dave.
Did I?
Oh, yeah, you did. You didn't want to, but then you clicked it anyway.
Let's go. All right, so just to kind of run down my team. I've got Justin Fields and Dak Prescott, Rashad White to pair with Mike Evans. I've got Davante Adams just kind of living his life on the island there. CD to go with Dak, DJ to go with Fields, and then Kyle Pitts, which is, like you guys said, my Chicago bring back. this is a really good draft for my second ever draft of the season.
It's fine. I haven't, it's hard for you to say a really good draft when you literally started the draft auto drafting a guy you said you didn't want.
It doesn't matter how we got here. The fact is, like, at this point in the race, it's a really good team.
Davis, I had an interesting spot here where it's like, I kind of wanted to take Bateman. But was pretty sure this drafter out of the four hole, even though he had Lamar, I was thinking him at 93 would have taken Tua to get the double stack there with both Tua and Lamar Jackson. I don't think Tua was going to come back to me at 105.
Well, that's noted, friend of the program. I was inverted. He's in the chat.
No, that's Paul from the three. I'm talking about this guy from the four hole.
Oh, I thought so I was going to try and push it another pick too on Anthony Richardson. And then I basically had the same thought you did, where I was like, the odds of me squeaking that through are low enough that I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Davis, why are people calling your draft the boomer draft?
Because I only have three wide receivers by my eighth pick.
Last week you drafted a lot of like seasoned players. I won't say like dusty, but like seasoned players.
But that's a nice term. It's like when you don't call someone overweight, you say they're big boned, right? Or they have a hearty figure. You saying they're seasoned, that is such a nice PR spin on dusty old vets, Dave. I like that.
Well, Dave, but, you know, I'm taking what the draft has given me, bud.
Do you think this might be you maturing and like being a married man this year and like not going for the shiny new object?
No.
Or do you think Bijan and Anthony Richardson are your shiny new toys?
No, it's all about chasing Kareem. Like everything I'm doing in these drafts is about trying to make money so that we can chase Kareem. That's what it's all about.
What would you rather have, Davis? $10 in the Best Ball Mania 4 champ or $1 million under the table that you don't get to tell anyone about?
Okay, $10 to $1 million, obviously a million, right? But you start every
I want to know, what's the tipping point? What's the Mendoza line for you taking the cash versus the clout?
I think the thought exercise we did, I can't remember what show we did it on, where it was $750,000 for first, and you get the championship and you get to sell the subs and everything versus $1 million mm-hmm. for second place, but no one cares because it's second place. I think that was the right line.
Davis doesn't live like in real life. Like there's a guy, SBK Keach, here in the office. He's he works in the projection stuff, high on the Action Network leaderboard for sports betting. But he like said he would not eat refried beans for $1,000.
Oh, refried
like
beans.
Like a single bite?
A few bites of refried beans for $1,000. Davis has said in the past he won't cut his hair for like $10,000. Like it's something ridiculous.
No chance.
Like, how long would it take you to grow that back?
His hair will grow back and he will not grow.
What's Steven's deal with the beans? Would he do it with pinto beans?
It's just texture. But again, I think it's a little bit of posturing both by he and Davis. Like this is a lot of money. All right.
Dave, so find someone offered me $10,000. I'm saying no so fast it'll make your fucking head spin. Make your picks.
Dan Bach, we need $10,000 for the Swolecast budget.
$10,000 cash for the prop budget, Dan.
All right. So
all right, Wentz, Soccer Dave getting his running back too, who may or may not play this season, Alvin Kamara. Yeah.
But that's okay.
You know what you should do? You should take Kendre Miller as well. Lock up that backfield, buddy.
No, you actually, again, this kind of speaks to you kind of maturing or the boomer. Last week, you handcuffed your running backs.
I like that strategy quite a bit.
Don't you think that might limit the potential for your running backs? I mean,
you know, it limits your absolute ceiling because in any given week.
Isn't that what you're going for in trying to win, like, you know, one out of 500,000?
Well, I think these discussions are pretty layered because obviously you don't need maximum ceiling. You don't need maximum ceiling from all 18 of your players every single week. You want a lot of bullets to be live. That's sort of the idea. And there are, for example, the Alvin Kamara, Kendre Miller. Alvin Kamara, I imagine, is going to be one of the most unique players in the final if the Alvin Kamara teams end up making the final, actually very similar to what happened for Herzig, and taking Kendre Miller with him, pretty much grants you access to whoever ends up being the highest scoring running back in the Saints backfield, which could be pretty valuable. They have a very easy schedule. Derek Carr is at least a marginal upgrade from Jameis and Dalton, I think. I mean, he had the highest scoring running back in fantasy on his team last year. So it seems like a good spot to do that.
Clay just reminded me something in the chat. Clay says, I think it's time for me to republish my 2021 running back handcuffing thesis paper. One of my favorite things in the fantasy space is there is this genre of like Google Doc strategy pieces from people who don't necessarily have an outlet for it. Like I know of three of these, like Sam Sherman had a Google Doc of one. Liam has an infamous Google Doc with like a 96,000 word expose on why the Bills are the best or something. And Clay has his handcuffing article. How many of you, I want to smoke all these out. Who has their best ball thoughts in some Word document here?
There's the Badge Bros one that is the combinatorial tracking.
Yeah.
You're right. There are plenty of these, or like Medium posts or whatever.
Exactly. All right. Someone should create like the best ball clearinghouse, and it's like, I will be the home for your strategy pieces. Although you'd need another server to host Liam's musings.
I thought
if anyone wants to post them.
I mean, that was RotoViz back in the day, right? Like you had a thesis and you would send it to RotoViz to get it published.
I'll tell you what, imagine Fantasy Douche editing a Liam Murphy piece.
imagine Fantasy Douche and Liam Murphy debating Dalton Kincaid. Oh, man.
I don't know. Like, obviously I love Liam, but he a little bit of a thirst trap on his latest thumbnail. It's really? Him shirtless, his shoulder showing some collarbone there. And then he's got like nice little gradient with just like a clip art football in the middle.
That's so a man who knows his audience.
I'm not going to thumbnail shame, but I did like, it did kind of catch, it's, you know, in the marketing biz, we have a thing called ugly marketing, and it's like where crossed out text and like, it's so ugly that it works. Maybe that's the same thing for thumbnails.
Yeah.
Index of Suspicion says the good old days of Pete hosting Fantasyland. All right. So people that are with us and maybe like a couple years in the fantasy space, Pete produced a podcast called Fantasyland, and really it was his introduction into like the big world of like, it was his launching pad, I guess. I would say
having you on the Fantasy Football Comedy Hour and you kind of tweeting that out there was really my official debut on the scene, but
Certainly didn't hurt. if you haven't listened to it, it's like professional podcast that took Pete, like, how long did it take you, Pete? Because you're talking about, speaking of Google Docs, you had a Google Doc for like every sound clip and everything. Yeah. As I'm picking my player, can you go in and
The other fun fact about that, so Friedman, Matthew Friedman and Fantasy Douche had asked me to do that show, and then it quickly became this gargantuan production effort, and lo and behold, someone emerged through the cracks and said, hey, I'll help with this production. His name was Patrick Corain. He would later go on to win $2 million. Back in the day, we kept him behind the mic. We wouldn't even let him out of the shadows. It was like, hey, just edit these files, sir. And now we've all created a monster.
So really, in a way, Dave sort of created Pat Corain because he kind of helped launch your career, which let Pat get in front of the mic. You know, it kind of helped Pat, you know, find his way in the industry, and Dave sort of mentored him. So, you know, it's just the Soccer Dave tree. It's really impressive.
We talk about trees. And again, I've told Pat this because he wants to be a part of the tree. And I was like, listen, if you, he does
the history books.
He does want. And this is what I say. Like you can, there is something called people that are like, if you go to Arbor Pro, like they'll tell you, there is something called grafting. And you can graft a branch. Thank you. You can graft a branch onto a tree and let it grow. And so I have told Patrick when he said, like, I want to be, like, let me know. I said, well, you're on the tree. If you want to be in the tree, you can be in the tree.
And okay. are you going to and you're welcoming him with open arms?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you were also able to graft Liam onto your tree as well, because I never would have had a successful YouTube channel if it wasn't for you giving me my start. Then I was able to bring Liam in, almost like the definition of kind of how a tree trunk and structure work.
So you're taking credit for Liam then?
I don't think Pete's taking credit for Liam.
I tried to distance myself a little bit. I don't know who this guy is.
Yeah. No, as someone who brought Davis Matic and others like him to the fold. Like,
you got to live by the trunk and you got to die by the trunk, Kitchen. Sometimes it backfires. You know, with Karain, it's working out real well. With Liam, it's like, this guy just showed up at the bar at the same time as me. I don't know how this happened.
All right, let's go over some of the let's go over some of the teams. Also, a reminder that you can like and comment on this for a chance at 1,500 cold hard cash. And really, we're just trying to get to 5,000 in the effort to get to 10,000. And we're hoping that giving people the the goods with these live drafts will help in that. And I think we're giving away some shirts already. Sosa, can you come on screen?
Hop on screen.
Wow, producer Sosa. If are we Sosa worried? Is he gonna break?
Okay, here he
is. All right. I thought he was gonna break the screen share.
These are the Swolecast shirts. All right, and we should have already sent two names to Danielle. Have you done that yet?
Yes.
Okay.
They should.
Is Danielle gonna? We finally have someone who's going to actually get shit done around here, and her name is Danielle.
Well, Danielle is our office executive, and she's the one who has been in charge of shipping.
Don't throw Danielle under the bus. We all know this is
for
your
the last
bullshit.
For the last 6 months, she's the person. Before that, it was Eli. I haven't
don't
been.
Don't throw Danielle under the bus. I'm not going to allow this.
Danielle, I'm not throwing Danielle under the bus. I'm saying Danielle gets credit for these shirts being shipped out.
Okay.
If I wanted to throw someone under the bus, I would throw Eli under the bus, but I'm not going to do that. So we'll give away some shirts to some of the best comments. We already have a few that are going out via Daniel.
Yeah, I got a good comment right now. Swolecast does a draft and doesn't talk about the draft for the entire show. Spot on Swolecast midseason form.
Yeah, well, the draft is just part of the show.
Oh, no, dude. I just made such a rookie mistake. Oh no!
Are you drafting my quarterback?
Nope, double quarterback. Same bye week.
You literally have
the bye week, bros. Oh, man, are a boomer, Davis. You are the boomer of this draft.
100%. I looked at. Oh fuck!
Why are you guys making me take Dalton Schultz?
Yeah,
we're out here taking Gerald Everett over Dalton Schultz. Come on,
and Davis. To be fair, I don't know how you could have even seen the bye weeks. Like you probably have to have a special document, right, to see bye weeks when you draft.
A special. I would say David's actually right here in the app. It says bye 11.
Oh, it does. It does.
I mean, to be fair,
that's probably Davis a special only overlay, though, right, Pete? You have.
Yeah. But Davis. You had only drafted half a quarterback even before Derek Carr, so this is definitely a 2.5 quarterback build.
You are this team is begging for round 17 CJ Stroud. I'm gonna Ed Garvey this so hard.
Can we also appreciate behind the scenes we were talking about how we kind of want the show and the theme to drafting this summer to look, coming up with some ideas, maybe some challenges, some prompts, and Davis not willing to sacrifice any EV whatsoever, but then just out here drafted two quarterbacks with the same bye week.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun with these drafts this summer. They're not going to be just the typical boring, I got this guy one round above ADP kind of thing. Oh, shoot, I just auto-drafted. You guys have to tell me. Cole Kmet! He actually fits with this is an amazing team.
Did you auto draft that?
Yes, 100%. Oh gosh. All right. So, do I already have
I like your team, Dave. I really hate to admit it. Truly do. Pains me. You auto drafting a decent team is just
It is. That's a good bit. That is a good bit.
He auto drafted into his stack. Who runs better than David Kitchen?
This is pretty good.
Talk to us about Jaden Reed.
You know, he's a rookie that I think that can, we don't really know his potential. That's the thing with rookie wide receivers. They have humongous upside. That's also
They could be anybody, dude. You know,
that's why I drafted Jalin Hyatt too. These are the spike week guys. Like, these are the guys that could easily be the next Jamar Chase, the next CeeDee Lamb. Who knows? And with Jordan Love, we don't even know what we're getting with the in the quarterback position. And so getting this guy in the 14th round, it feels like big upside. And that's really where I draft, is on upside. All right, so just this out loud.
The audio listeners are going to be in shambles with this episode. Yeah, just absolute shambles.
You're probably used to this. Just to run down the teams. So far, I've got two quarterbacks, Fields and Prescott, and then Rashad White, Kamara, and A-Chain, who, if you guys paid attention to Twitter, his own teammate said, that boy can run. Or that boy.
Wow, his own teammate said that?
Yes.
You got that on record?
Yes.
Damn.
And then a bunch of alphas in the wide receiver room. Adams, Lamb, Moore, Evans, Hyatt, Gallup. Well, Gallup is just kind of with the stack. And then Reed. And then Cole Kmet and Kyle Pitts. This is a really good team.
I just want to also highlight, so like last week, the degree of difficulty for Dave on that show, I would personally admit was high. He was hosting. He was screen sharing. He was drafting his first team, and he was doing cardio. Admittedly, an impressive performance. This week, we take the screen sharing off his plate. We get rid of the treadmill.
Yeah.
You're still timing out picks and still not hosting the show. What is your excuse this week?
I love talking to you guys. I love talking to the chat. And I just was, I forget what we were even talking about, but I just got so caught up in it that I look up and sure enough, the draft went to zero. You guys understand what that's like though.
Davis and I are probably some of the best multitaskers in the biz, Dave. Yeah. I think you gotta
not when I'm freaking clicking double buy quarterbacks, dude.
That's true.
Davis last week was legitimately hoping to miss time our collective entering of the tournament, hoping he could do two drafts at once. He was hoping that it would accidentally fill.
You love to see it.
Yeah, one draft isn't enough. Like drinking the six beers, you need to rip two shots after that to feel something.
Davis, you didn't get Derrick Henry, so you go with Tajay Spears.
I don't know if you know this, but the Titans get to play the Texans twice in week 17, Dave.
Yeah? Who do you have him stacked with?
Damian Pierce. And I'm about to take CJ Stroud too. Oh.
Dave, I am absolutely value hounding and correlating right now, all in tandem, all while not sacrificing anything. Schultz, 23 picks past ADP, then come back with Devin Singletary on the Texans, 14 picks past ADP. Algier, 8 picks past ADP, correlated with Khalil Herbert, who was 7 picks past ADP. Find you a man who can do it all, Dave.
I love it. And then Davis, you want to run down your boomer team?
Davis, what are you arguing about in the chat? There's this whole side conversation.
This guy doesn't get the thesis of why.
Oh, shoot. You guys.
Make a pick, Dave.
You guys have to Jake tell
Brown.
Me.
What's going on. Boomer Brown. You got another pick, Dave.
I know. Now I'm just trying to. Oh, geez. Okay.
Dave, 10 seconds.
Act like you've been here at least one other time.
I know. Let's go with. No, I can't do that. Oh, gosh.
Dave.
Oh, why? What is Unstacked Bryce Young do Bryce for this Young. Team? What does Bryce Young do for this team, Dave?
Oh, unstacked Bryce Young.
I couldn't make a decision. And Claypool was right there. I'm seeing it now. Oh, jeez, you guys just saw me buckle under pressure big time. I did not know what I was going to do. And then I thought for a second, should I, for the bit, draft CJ Stroud after Davis just told me he was going to draft CJ Stroud? And well, I actually
think I'm not going to take CJ Stroud.
Yeah. Well,
ooh,
in that moment.
Ooh, I almost just took a, oh, thank God I looked. I almost just took a double buy at tight end, which would have been just oh. put the nail in.
Dude. Dude, you know what? I need the character who tries to convince someone that double buy tight end and double buy QB is actually a way to get leverage on the field.
Do you want me to be that guy? Cause I'll do it real quick.
That is really, it's living a little.
So if you think about it, what are some of the least likely permutations going to be?
That's
the
right.
Permutations that get drafted least often. So if you're thinking about it, quarterbacks with the same bye week are very unlikely to advance to the final one because they're very unlikely to be drafted together. Two, those teams are going to have a low advance rate because they're taking you zero the quarterback. In the week where they have the same bye, those stacks are undervalued. If we're just trying to game this out, if we're just trying to look at the game tree, you want to be in parts of the game tree that your opponents are not. That's all I'm saying, dude.
That's all I'm saying, dude. I'm making a cue right now for my last two picks of this draft. Not to worry, people. I understand what the wheel is.
Can I catch Peter up on what's happening in the chat?
Yes, because I'm sure. Very confused.
Okay,
so basically,
this guy is like, Davis is a moron for not taking that $250K and just putting it in a fund and you know earning passive income, which he just is totally missing the thesis of the statement, which is that winning this contest allows you to have a marketing point. It's basically the marketing budget in and of itself. You get to be your own boss. You get to quit. You get to quit your job working for the man. You get to do the job you love. You get to make a little bit of money. And the marketing is just built in. He's completely missing the point.
I'm surprised this car. I mean, I didn't mean to bring this up again. I just, you know, made a casual reference to it. I didn't realize it was going to lead to
it's really my driving passion in life, basically, at this point.
In Davis's head, if you win that tournament, you're rolling out legendaryabsolutes.com, writing a very specific
like and then, basically.
And then it's going to be leg abs. When
I said
leg abs. I like
leg abs. So
and
I said
pivot it to a workout app.
I think basically if I win, let's say I win Best Ball Mania 4 on a Monday, I think I can have a premium site up by Friday is really the working thesis there.
Davis, the whole point about this argument that doesn't upset me is not even your calculation on how quickly you could monetize that clout whatsoever, but the fact that if you do feel strongly about that, you should just do it regardless. Davis, you should just go for it. Be the change you want to see in the world.
What's the selling point?
You're Davis fucking Matic, baby.
So I quit my job with good health care and good benefits and good vacation time and all this shit to go fucking, like, no chance. All right, I'm double checking bye weeks again. I'm double checking. Okay, we're good.
Okay. I love Davis. You bag on CJ Stroud so much and you were forced to draft CJ Stroud as a third QB because of your...
it's so bad. Well, I was going to take Purdy, but someone else took him right before.
Okay, can I get you guys' take? I've got two guys in the queue.
You need at least one more running back because you've got
CPAT. Let me tell you, I've got CPAT and I've got Deuce Vaughn. There's also Malik Davis there. I've got the Cowboys stack, but I've also got Pitts.
You want Malik Davis?
Oh, are you sure? That's just so gross.
That's who I would
Pete,
take.
Pete, who would you
Malik
take?
Malik Willis, I think, is honestly.
Who would you take? Pete, who would you take?
Davis, I'm not here to win friends. I'm here to make $3 million so I can launch legendaryoverzet.com.
Legendaryoverzet.
Lego.
The greatest. Okay. Unbelievable bit.
So I tried to select a player. I had the queue. The queue drafted, and then when I tried to click the player within time, it drafted that person as well.
All right, if we want to talk about absolutely legendary bits, it would be legendaryoverzet.com and legendaryabsolute.com both going live on the same day. I mean, and just doing a ship chasing like without Kerrane on it or something. I mean, that would be Let's win $1 million this year so that we could do this. Oh, I was gonna take Berrios.
You were? I've got Tua. Are you taking? Oh, because you have a Baltimore thing going on.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture of Tua? Looking a little thick.
Damn, I do not know who to take here. Pete, would you take another running back if you were me?
Let's see.
I got Bijan, Gibbs, Pierce, Elijah Mitchell, and
no,
Spears, but I have overlapping
wide
bye
receivers
weeks
with this bill. I'm going wide receiver 8 because you only had 3 picks in the top 100. I think you need more ammo.
Yeah. Shit. All right.
Dortch report. I love that. That's a fun. Especially if you're telling yourself the story of like the Cardinals are a dumpster fire and Greg Dortch, like could Greg Dortch have like a 26% market share where they're like shutting down everybody down the stretch?
If they're tanking for the first pick and you know DeAndre Hopkins has been traded, Hollywood Brown's been shut down with a fake foot injury, it's just Colt McCoy and Greg Dortch for 18 targets a game.
Yeah. All right, these teams, Kitchen, do you want? I know I had to make my pick here. You want to talk about this Cordarrelle Patterson, Malik Davis double tap here to round it out?
No, because I didn't mean to do it. Mm. I had a queue and it took the queue and then I tapped Malik Davis trying to get in under the clock and it just took him. So now I've got 6 running backs. Not optimal. I was starting this draft
six running backs when you drafted that way is what you want to be doing.
I would even go 7. I did a similar build as you, Dave, and I got to 7 running. 6 is completely fine here. 5 would have been very thin for first one at 84.
Yeah,
that's how I do it.
Young though was a horrendous.
Bryce Young was just a straight up panic click.
It was an auto draft is what it was. It was not a panic click.
Mm.
So lessons were learned. And that is like the cue. Like as I'm talking with you guys, use the cue so that when they auto draft, especially on the turn, that I can at least get one person in. All right. Mm-hmm. We got the chat just going. Just everyone get along. Okay. Everyone needs to get along. Davis contributing to this gathering of negativity, not what we want to see. It's Mookie says, honestly, for timing out on half his picks, Kitchen's team isn't bad. Thank you for that. So let's run down. Pete, can you share your screen just one last time and let's
My
run down teams?
Is still okay. Shared.
All right. I will take.
Sec. I'm going to make it easier to see here on the board. 1 second.
Yeah. I will just read everybody Davis's team because I think it's probably the worst of the 3 teams drafted. And it is Anthony Richardson and pairing him with the same bye week as Derek Carr.
Wait, hold on. We got to figure out who does Houston play in week 11?
In week 11?
That's
baby, they're home to the Cardinals. I saved it, and I got the Dortch week 11 correlation in there too. Guys, I saved it. It's fine.
CJ Stroud, and then he goes Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Damian Pierce, Elijah Mitchell, and Tyjae Spears. 3 rookie running backs. Honestly, I don't hate that, but then his wide receivers. It might be the dustiest of the 12. Of the 12 wide receivers, it's Olave, Pittman, Brandon Cooks was his wide receiver 3. Is how bad you know this is, and then Jameson Williams, Jacoby Myers, and then Romeo, Josh Downs, and Dortch.
So why this is not optimal is I was setting this up to take Jimmy Garoppolo, and I just forgot. I looked down at my phone, and I had 10 seconds left, and I knew I needed a quarterback, and I clicked Carr. But when I took Myers at 114, I was setting it up to take Garoppolo and double up the week 17 game. And I just had a brain fart and I would take that back if I could. That would have made me feel better.
Yeah. And then Mark Andrews and then Jake Ferguson rounding out the,
I think he's my most drafted tight end.
I kind of like it.
All right.
No, Taysom is still my most drafted tight end, but he's
I don't
close.
Like it.
Are you gonna you're not interested in winning again? You don't want last year's tight end 6 at tight end 22 prices?
I'm not capitulating to Big Taysom Hill.
It's Dave. Dave, doesn't this have pump and dump written all over it? Yeah.
I practice what I preach. I assumed that Taysom Hill would have had a Kincaidian level ADP where it was just the true believers love him so much that there's nothing the haters can do.
Did you not
to
see
decrease his price?
He's not even tight end one there in New Orleans.
He wasn't the tight end one last year.
It's Juwan. Juwan is watching game tape. Did you realize this, Davis?
Yeah, he's watching Julian Edelman film. Good
he's
for him.
Watching Julian Edelman game tape. So
Taysom
he can
Hill
be that guy.
Will remain the same player he has been every year of his career. He's never had fewer than 9 touchdowns. He is what he is.
Can I point out a really weird quirk in this draft that I just noticed? So from the 6-hole, Hammer took an unstacked Brock Purdy, Trey Lance combo at the end of his draft. And normally when I see this, it's because they have Debo, Kittle, Ayuk,
right,
or whatever. But wow, I just have not seen that. Cornering the market, I mean, the Sam Darnold week 1 starter announcement, it's going to be hot, tough for Hammer on
he
this
also,
one.
He also doubled up on Mostert and Jeff Wilson.
That's our bit.
Yeah, so I'm wondering. And, I mean, he was the guy who took freaking Henry in front of me, so don't love that.
Yeah. Peter, you want to give Davis's team a rundown?
And then Kitchen, or this
was,
Davis will roast
this yours. This was people's favorite bit last week was the roasting of the teams.
Wait, who am I? Wait, didn't you just do Davis? Aren't we each supposed to do one?
I'm sorry. Yeah. So you're doing.
It has to be yours.
Oh, yeah.
And then Davis would go, that's mine.
God damn it. So, I wanted to do David's. Pete gets a softball.
So Kitchen started this draft off by auto drafting his first pick. For some reason, his own ranks, he has CeeDee Lamb ahead of Davante Adams. He did recover quickly by realizing, oh, I have back-to-back picks. I guess I can also take CeeDee Lamb. He followed that up with what I believe was him galaxy braining, reaching for a chalk Justin Fields, DJ Moore stack ahead of where you can get it now as a way to set up a unique fifth round pick. That unique fifth round pick was Kyle Pitts directly at ADP, correlated in fashion, basically the least unique possible pick you could make with a Justin Fields, DJ Moore turn. He followed that up with Mike Evans because he said he has upside. He took Rashad White because he accidentally lucked into team level correlation there. Dak Prescott, I'm sure, was an auto timeout there, serendipitous stack. Kitchen has been saying free Alvin Kamara. Alvin's innocent. The elevator footage is a deep fake and he should be left off the hook. He took Devin Achane. I don't know if he gave a reason other than saying rookies are a mystery black.
No,
box.
And that boy fast. That boy
said,
fast.
Said,
that was direct
he said
quote
his teammates,
from
his
training
teammates
camp.
Said he was fast.
All right. Then he took Jalen Hyatt because rookies are a mystery box that have upside. Then he took Michael Gallup because Kitchen read one article about stacking. Auto-drafted Cole Kmet, which works out really well when you've already made a big bet on the Bears. Took Jaden Reed because rookies are a mystery box. Upside.
Yep.
Auto-drafted Chase Brown because he was panicking. Auto-drafted Bryce Young because he was panicking as a third QB when Bryce Young does absolutely nothing for this team. And then auto-drafted Cordarrelle Patterson and Malik Davis because he was panicking.
No, I drafted one of those guys after the auto-draft. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
And seed for Kitchen.
Yeah, that was bad. All right, Davis, you got Pete's team.
All right. You can tell Peter just read Sean Siegel's rankings that came out today. So he drafted Tua, ahead of ADP. Also went ahead and nabbed Geno Smith ahead of ADP to match up with Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who Sean ranked over DK Metcalf. No chance Pete was skipping on the Sean boys. Another zero RB team after he watched his best fantasy football friend win $2 million USD by drafting 2 running backs with his first 2 picks. Took DeAndre Swift again, just like he did last week, despite the fact that DeAndre Swift is the 4th highest paid Eagles running back. James Cook worked out really well last year. James Cook worked out really well last year, so Pete's running that back. The Chicago Bears love Khalil Herbert so much, they drafted Roschon Johnson, everyone's favorite. Another converted linebacker playing running back, Tyler Allgeier. He wanted the slowest running back in the NFL, so we added Devin Singletary. Chuba Hubbard, what does he do for this team? Jerome Ford, just to show you that Pete knows what the cool kids are doing, taking Nick Chubb's handcuff. Then at wide receiver, nothing wrong with Stephon Diggs. Again, Peter Redshaw's rankings set up the Jalen Waddle. Little bit of gam with Deebo Samuel, but unfortunately is going to be cucked by Hammer, who has Brock Purdy, as we all say. He can't get away with this as Brock Purdy waffle ducks his way through another 303 performance. Jackson Smith and Jigba as your wide receiver five. I guess if Sean has him ranked ahead of DK Metcalf, it's got to be good. Alec Pierce. No one even knows who Alec Pierce is. And then anytime you can correlate Braxton Berrios with Tua, you got to do it. Dallas Goedert. And then, of course, everyone loved Dalton Schultz's performance last week. I like him better when he's called Jake Ferguson and plays for a good football team.
It's hard to, you know, to know all the beautiful correlations and ADP values. Couldn't, you know, sneak their way into that editorializing there. But I understand it. It's tough but fair.
I think, I mean, the idea is we have to be as mean as possible to each other's teams. I just, honestly, to be frank, I'm not really drafting zero running back teams in Best Ball Mania 4. I just, I don't have
right now or just across the, like the entire year, you're not.
You guys are drafting so many teams. I don't understand why you don't mix it up a little bit.
I will. So the most common thing I will do is it will be a zero RB team when I have Diggs and Allen or Kelsey and Mahomes. I feel like doing a zero RB team and going in with Tua and Geno is, I don't feel like I have the ammo to get there. I feel like you need an elite quarterback to justify the zero RB stuff.
And that's where I do think Tua can be an elite quarterback.
Yeah. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed the stream. We are going to have some really fun streams for you this summer. We are well prepared. We're committed. We decided, yesterday, like if we're going to do this, let's commit. So, with that being said, I think it's time for Overzet's overview.
I don't have a lot for today.
I'm glad that we didn't play the clip then, the intro clip, and that you have to come back with, I don't have anything today. So, okay, well, next week then, Peter, can you have something next week?
I will, you know, behind the scenes, there was a lot of kind of confusion and disorganization about this show today.
I don't believe it.
And people want to know where Tuttle is, and like we're having these conversations in the same chat that Tuttle's in. Tuttle is seeing everything. And Tuttle has basically just said, listen, I'll be on in, you know, when NFL starts, but I think we might be able to get him for one or two.
But also, Davis, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Kitchen.
No, it's okay.
I do. The people want to know, Davis, is Big T coming on the TakeCast?
So I talked to him yesterday, and basically he just said, like eventually, yes, it will happen, but it's not happening right now. But if he wants to come on Lowell's, if he says tomorrow he wants to come on Lowell's, I will promise I will not be upset. I don't care.
Let's settle this now in front of everybody. Peter, do you
Davis to have the interview?
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if you felt like Davis sniped you a little bit on this interview because you had Hoop. And
well, just to be fair, I would not ask Hoop to be on my show, but I like Tony. So.
And to be fair, I would not ask Big T to be on mine. So it sounds like we're in a perfect spot.
All right. So, perfect symmetry with the balance of the show. Appreciate everyone tuning in. Final thoughts, Davis.
I mean, honestly, I've drafted two Best Ball Mania teams today. Neither of them are the winning team, so I'm just gonna keep trying to get better. Jimmy Garoppolo mistakes involved in both of the teams I did today. That week 17 Colts Raiders game to me is just like, it's like an Instagram model. It's not benefiting me to keep looking at it, but I can't look away.
I get it. All right. Peter.
Well, I was just thinking through like the evolution of drafting on this show, and it is kind of like the levels to the galaxy brain meme and Dave's ever evolving kind of philosophical approach to drafting. And last year, of course, we had the live a little, right? ADP is a social construct. You go and live a little. But now Dave is living a little so much that he's not even making the picks.
He's
himself.
Not even, he's just letting the computer pick for him.
Except the computer is picking off of ADP. The computer legitimately does not know how to live a little. So in a way, Kitchen living a little to his fullest extent has brought us full circle back to just drafting off of ADP. So congratulations on the round trip, Kitchen.
Thank you. And listen, I don't like making excuses, but this is like the dads that have school-age children, they know this is the final countdown. We're having end-of-year programs. We're having last soccer games, makeup soccer games, you know, part end-of-year parties, everything going on this week. And so my head was a little bit in the clouds today. Next week, next week it'll just be in the sun, you know, and I will – the sun will shine bright on my team. Whatever that draft's going to look like, I will be much more prepared as far as not auto drafting. So apologies, but again, this is what you know, what you see is what you get. It's the WYSIWYG of best ball drafts. And so people kind of saw, listen, second draft ever for the season. And it's not perfect. And we don't claim to be perfect on this show. That's just, our mind.
I mean, if we really did, boy, would that be
that would be I was gonna say, I think we could actually get sued at that point. Yeah. The advertising would be so false.
So with that being said, appreciate everyone tuning in. Leave us a comment, please, for your chance at 1500 cold hard cash. Let us know what team is the worst of the three that we draft. Is it Davis's? Is it Pete's? Let us know in the comments, and we will see you next week here on the Swolecast and RotoGrinders.com. Peace.